It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. Today we wish a happy 79th birthday to American film director Martin Scorsese, born in New York in 1942. One of the major figures of the New Hollywood era, he is widely regarded as one of the most influential directors in film history. His body of work explores themes such as Italian-American identity, Catholic concepts of guilt and redemption, crime and sectarianism. Many of his films are known for their violence and their liberal use of profanity. Scorsese has also dedicated his life to film preservation and film restoration by founding the nonprofit organization The Film Foundation in 1990, as well as the World Cinema Foundation in 2007 and the African Film Heritage Project in 2017. A fan of rock music, which often permeates the soundtracks of his films, he's also been involved with a number of high-profile music documentaries. He studied at New York University, where he received a bachelor's degree in English literature in 1964 and a master's degree in fine arts in film from NYU's Tisch School of the Arts in 1968. In 1967, his first feature, Who's That Knocking at My Door, was released and accepted into the Chicago Film Festival, where critic Roger Ebert saw it and called it a marvelous evocation of American city life, announcing the arrival of an important new director. His mentors included John Cassavetes, whose improvisational style did much to influence Scorsese's scripts and production work, and who told him to make films about what you know. In 1971, Scorsese moved to Hollywood, where he was associated with the other young directors who defined the decade, including Steven Spielberg, Francis Ford Coppola, Brian De Palma, and George Lucas. He directed Boxcar Bertha in 1972, a cut-rate Depression-era film for Roger Corman, and Mean Streets the following year, a personal film about faith and redemption shot in New York's Little Italy with Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro. He has established a filmmaking history involving repeat collaborations with favorite actors, including 9 movies made with Robert De Niro, including the psychological thriller Taxi Driver in 1976, the sports drama Raging Bull, the satirical black comedy The King of Comedy in 1982, the musical drama New York, New York, the psychological thriller Cape Fear in 1991, the crime drama Mean Streets, Goodfellas in 1990, Casino in 1995, and The Irishman in 2019. Scorsese is also noted for his collaborations with actor Leonardo DiCaprio, having directed him in 5 films, most recently the crime thriller The Departed in 2006, the psychological thriller Shutter Island in 2010, and the dark comedy The Wolf of Wall Street in 2013. Scorsese's other film work includes the romantic drama The Age of Innocence, the children's adventure drama Hugo, and the religious epics The Last Temptation of Christ, Kundun, and Silence. Scorsese's films have consistently garnered critical acclaim with 9 nominations for the Academy Award for Best Director. Scorsese is the most nominated living director and is second only to William Wyler's 12 nominations overall. In 2007, he was awarded the Kennedy Center Honor for his influence in American culture, and 5 of his films have been included in the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress as culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. He has also received the American Film Institute's Life Achievement Award for his contributions to the cinema. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 17th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.